a hometown tradition, playing under the bright lights in front of family and friends, for the pride and the glory, for the name across the front of the jersey.
Your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3, is your home for high school sports. The games on Eagle Country 99.3 are powered by
Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CASA of Dearborn County, the City of Lawrenceburg, the Dearborn County Health Department, DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro and Rising Sun, Gehring Heating and Cooling in Batesville, Hag Ford in Greendale, Infinity Jewelers, Ivy Tech Community College, Margaret Mary Health, Sieg Surveying, Stacy Heating and Air Solutions, Wardway Fuels, Whitewater Crossing Christian Church, and Whitewater Motor Company in Milan.
The hometown tradition continues right now on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Well, a little snow put the Rivertown Classic on hold last night, but the boys basketball teams from South Dearborn, Switzerland County, Lawrenceburg, and Rising Sun are ready to battle for a spot in the championship game tomorrow night. Thank you for tuning in to your hometown radio station. Continued coverage of high school basketball here at the 22nd annual Rivertown Classic alongside Bill Smith. I'm Double T Travis there, getting set for game one of the boys tournament, featuring the defending champion South Dearborn Knights taking on the Switzerland County Pacers. We're just a few moments away from tip-off of game one. Bill, glad to be here with you at the Rivertown Classic. And feels like a sectional again here at South Dearborn High School. A lot of energy in the building tonight. And two very good basketball teams going to square off in game one.
Yeah, always a great atmosphere here for the Rivertown. Like you said, it's the old sectional feel. And I'm glad to be here for the first night. I know you were here Wednesday night to get it started, but hopefully a couple good days of basketball ahead.
Absolutely. We'll have a long day of basketball tomorrow with four games coming to you on your hometown radio station. The two consolation games starting at 2 o'clock. Championship games will start at 6, at least the girls' championship game at 6 tomorrow. We'll get to the schedule as the night rolls on, but we got a good one set here as the 7-2 South Dearborn Knights take on 4-5 Switzerland County. A couple players that you'll hear a lot tonight is Eli Hoffman, averaging 16 points per game for the Knights, just 36 points away from the 1,000 career point mark, and freshman Cam Craig for Switzerland County, averaging over 20 points per game. We're going to step aside while they perform the national anthem here. When we come back, we'll have tip-off between Switzerland County and South Dearborn to start the Boys Rivertown Classic Tournament. This is high school basketball on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
I like the transferability, the affordability, and the accessibility of the campus. The affordability of Ivy Tech makes it to where I won't have any debt getting my degree, so that's helpful for me paying for my own classes. I'm Claire, and I'm with Ivy. Learn more at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Hi, this is Kayla with Stacy Heating and Air Solutions. How can I help you?
Wait, am I on the phone? I thought this was a radio commercial.
This is a radio commercial, but when you call Stacy Heating and Air Solutions, not only will I answer the phone, I'll also guide you through all of your TempStar HVAC needs from start to finish. Whether it's a new TempStar unit or a simple repair, when you call Stacy Heating and Air Solutions, expect outstanding service with TempStar quality you can feel.
513-367-HEAT. That's 367-HEAT or at 367HEAT.com.
This message is a service of the Dearborn County Health Department.
How you doing? I'm HPV. That's human papillomavirus. And I'm a giver. A giver of cancer, that is. But you can prevent me, and you can protect yourself, your child, or children with the HPV vaccine. The HPV vaccine protects against the most dangerous strains of the virus to help prevent cervical cancer in adulthood. Available for youth, teens, and young adults ages 9 to 45. To learn more and schedule an HPV vaccine appointment, visit DearbornCounty.org and click on the Health tab.
At DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro and Rising Sun, we want to make your visit as convenient and easy as possible by offering you convenient ways to refill your prescriptions without waiting for them at the counter. Call us ahead of your arrival with your prescription numbers so we can have them ready when you arrive. You can visit our website at DevillePharmacies.com or download our free app where you can reorder refills at any time of the day or night. DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro and Rising Sun want to make your visit to the pharmacy as seamless as possible. DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro and Rising Sun, your family's hometown pharmacy.
On those cold, dark mornings when Old Man Winter and Mother Nature bring their tag team smackdown, there's no feeling worse than when you turn the key and get nothing. Whitewater Motor Company in Milan knows you need a vehicle you can trust to fire up and get the kids to school, get you to work, and get everyone home safely. Anywhere, any weather, any season. The tradition continues at Whitewater Motor Company in Milan, the most trusted name in the car business. WhitewaterMotorCompany.com.
Hey, it's Jeremy working with you 10 until 2, right here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
You are listening to the Rivertown Classic on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3. The boys tournament getting set to start here in just a couple minutes. South Dearborn and Switzerland County squaring off in game one. Bill, how about a look at our keys to the game this evening?
Yeah, for Switzerland County, they're going to have to limit the turnovers tonight and handle that defensive pressure that the Knights are known for this year. For South Dearborn, they're going to need to pressure that ball and continue, you know, that they've done all year, and create some offense off of the defense, and I think they'll come out ahead tonight.
All right, we'll be tracking those keys to the game throughout the game here tonight. The South Dearborn enters 7-2, taking on the 4-5 Switzerland County Pacers with a trip to the Rivertown Classic title game on the line. Let's get to your starting lineups to live, brought to you by CASA. Join the Voices for Recovery at DearbornCountyCASA.com for what will be the visiting Switzerland County Pacers. In the backcourt, a 5'10 senior guard, number 11, Bryce Reitzman. A 6-foot senior guard, number 23, Ben Hicks. In the front court, 6'1 sophomore, number 30, Kanan Johnson. A 6'1 sophomore, number 32, Jacob Williams. And 6'4 freshman, number 33, Cam Craig. For the South Dearborn Knights, in the backcourt, a 5'6 sophomore guard, number 1, Brody Tiki, is backcourt mate. 6'1 senior guard, number 11, Eli Hoffman. In the frontcourt, 6-foot senior, number 22, Drew Probst. 6'2 junior, number 23, Ryan Willoughby. And 6'3 senior, number 24, Reese Willoughby. Starting lineup slip brought to you by CASA. Join the Voices for Recovery at DearbornCountyCASA.com. We'd also like to extend a big thank you to our presenting sponsor here at the Rivertown Classic, Ivy Tech Community College, offering degrees and short-term certificates in fields where workers are most needed. Register for classes now at ivytech.edu. Classes starting January 19th. You can feel the electricity in the building. The South Dearborn Band providing some good pep to start this game as Cam Craig and Ryan Willoughby are set to jump it up for the Knights.
You mentioned off the air, the two teams not coming here opposite of each other from their holiday tournaments.
Yeah.
Couldn't be any more opposite.
That's a good point. South Dearborn coming in with momentum, winning the Morristown Championship as Switzerland County went to a very tough Jefferson County invite and lost all three of their games as the ball is tipped over towards the Switzerland County bench. Bryce Reitzman throws it off the body of Brody Tiki, and Switzerland County will have the opening possession going right to left on your dial. Bryce Reitzman guarded by Ryan Willoughby. Immediate drive to the basket. He's cut off by both Willoughbys, and a jump ball, which is going to give it to South Dearborn. Going back to that Morristown tournament for South Dearborn, they played a very good Covenant Christian team in the championship. We're down 15 points with 5 minutes left in the fourth. Came back, put it into overtime, and then Eli Hoffman hit the game-winning shot to win that championship by 1 point. As we see Switzerland County come out in a 3-2 zone to start out this contest, as South Dearborn reversing the ball around the perimeter. They find Hoffman in the middle of the zone, and he lost it and turnover to Switzerland County, and then they had a double dribble almost immediately. So these teams have traded some turnovers to start 30 seconds into this game.
Back to the holiday tournament, to give some credit to Switzerland County, they've played some 3- and 4A schools in their tournament.
Yeah, they played Indianapolis Tech, Madison, and Silver Creek.
Not easy.
I believe Tech went on to win that tournament, but they gave up a bunch of points to some of those great teams that they played. As Hoffman gets a three from the top of the key and hits the friendly home court bounce. Eli Hoffman, we're on 1,000-point career watch, now 33 points away from that career highlight. Switzerland County with it. That's Kanan Johnson right in front of us looking for Cam Craig. Top of the key. Tries to dump it down low to Jacob Williams. That ball stolen by Tiki. And Hoffman gets a run out, misses the layup off the Ryan Willoughby pass. Switzerland County looking to push the ball. Hicks finds Reitzman in transition. Top of the key, three, no good. Cam Craig gets the rebound. Has it knocked away momentarily by Tiki. Is able to gather, and we got a foul on the floor. little bit of a frenetic pace to start this game. Just a little under a minute into this first round of boys contest. That first foul going to be on Reese Willoughby. Team's first, baseline out of bounds. Ben Hicks, trigger man. He'll just get it in to Reitzman, who was an all-Rivertown selection a year ago. Guarded by the MVP from last year, Eli Hoffman. That's his left wing. That's Williams. Dribble drive to the basket. Rises up. No good as Probst was able to challenge that shot at the rim. Hoffman brings it across the timeline. Finds Tiki on the wing in transition. Three no good. Rebound goes to Switzerland County's Kanan Johnson. Pushes ahead to Ben Hicks. Nothing down low. Cam Craig comes top of the key. Guarded closely by Ryan Willoughby. Might have got away with a travel. Down low to Jacob Williams. And we have a foul underneath.
Willoughby was asking for the travel.
Definitely he agreed with you. Probst picks up his first foul. Team second. Looks like Switzerland County trying to make a concerted effort to get the ball down low. Reitzman has that ball tipped on the inbounds as Ryan Willoughby comes up with a steal. Four turnovers already for Switzerland County. He's behind 3-0 on the scoreboard. 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. Ropes along the baseline, trying to look opposite to Hoffman. The ball was tipped, but Eli's able to come up with it and gets a clear drive to the basket. Eli Hoffman, all 5 points thus far.
Yeah, the friendly bounce there for the night. Who else would you want to come up with it than Eli Hoffman in lane? Get another turnover here for Switzerland County.
Yep, Hicks was looking for Jacob Williams at the top of the key, but Williams was cutting to the basket, and that ball goes out of bounds to South Dearborn. So not the greatest starts for Switzerland County as they're going to take a timeout to talk things over. It was a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Timeouts presented by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, located in Lawrenceburg, Batesville, and Green Township. You can learn more at beaconortho.com. But I finish my thought before the timeout. You find yourself down 5-0 after 2.5 minutes of play. You got 5 turnovers, and South Dearborn's best player's already got 5 points, so that's not really necessarily a recipe for success.
Yeah,
for
sure. I'm sure in the locker room they talked about who to put a, you know, hand in the face and to come out with the first 5 points of the game, not what you wanted. So Coach Reitzman going to take a timeout to reinforce some of those thoughts from the locker room.
And conversely, for Coach Colston, this is exactly what you want to see from your team coming out of the gates, forcing turnovers as you have all year long and getting your star player, your best scorer involved right away. Eli Hoffman has a quick 5 points. South Dearborn with the ball out of the timeout. Again, Switzerland County in a 3-2 zone. Tiki with it. Reverse dribble finds Hoffman in the corner. Nothing there. Tiki back top of the key. Switzerland County trying to extend that pressure well beyond the three-point line. Ryan Willoughby finds Reese in the corner for a three, and that is nothing but net. Reese Willoughby, first basket of the night, and South Dearborn leads 8-0.
Yeah, sure, that's not what Switzerland County wanted out of that timeout.
Fairly simple play, too, just to left Reese Willoughby open in the corner. As Reitzman gets a nice shot just inside of the free throw line and a much needed basket for the Pacers. South Dearborn advances the ball into the front court quickly and nothing was there, so they'll get back into a set here. They find Hoffman coming to the corner, near side. Tiki reverses it to Ryan Willoughby. Back to Reese, pretty much the same play we just saw. That is a long three-point attempt from Reese off the back iron. Rebound chased down by Jacob Williams. Reitzman brings it into the front court and got called for a carry on the crossover dribble. Otherwise, might have had a clear path to the basket. 6 turnovers now for Switzerland County.
Yeah, it's early in the first quarter. You know, turnovers already mounting for the Pacers.
And they've been pretty good in that category this year, only averaging a little over 11 turnovers per game. Again, this South Dearborn team just has a knack of creating those turnovers with their ball pressure and intensity on the defensive end. South Dearborn shown to be effective on offense thus far tonight as well. They get it to Willoughby in the middle of the zone. He kicks it out to his left to Eli Hoffman. No good. 3 from the right wing. Reitzman advances it into the front court to Hicks. Trying to get Cam Craig going in this first quarter, averaging 20 points per game as a freshman. Reitzman drives the baseline, cut off by Ryan Willoughby and Eli Hoffman.
Great double team.
Tiki nearly knocks the ball away from Kanan Johnson. Hicks finds the Reitzman in the corner. Nothing there. Back top of the key to Kanan Johnson. Has it knocked away by Probst. Able to save it into the front court. Hicks is going to get an open three. And he buries it.
Three-pointer, Ben Hicks.
Big shot from Ben Hicks as Whistling County trying to hang around here in the first quarter. South Dearborn with an 8-5 lead. Ryan Willoughby passes to Reese, top of the key. Skip pass to Willoughby. Gets it right to Tiki. He gets an open three. Looks good from here. A little long. Cam Craig able to come up with the rebound for Swiss as Hicks takes it the length of the court. He had it blocked, but Cam Craig follows the play and is able to put it in for his first two. And Switzerland County, all of a sudden, down one.
Yeah, a couple missed shots here for the Knights. Let the Pacers right back into this one.
Switzerland County still in that 3-2 zone. Reese Willoughby working in the middle of the zone. Hoffman, top of the key. Swings it back right to Tiki. Finds Reese Willoughby in the middle of the zone. Dumps it down low to Kunkel, who just checked into the game. He has that shot blocked by Kanan Johnson. And then a jump ball. That's going to go to Switzerland County. So whatever Coach Reitzman talked about in that timeout just moments ago, that's a little fire under his team as they got a chance to take their first lead of the game.
Yeah, they picked up the intensity just a little bit on the defensive end and got a couple of rebounds and right back into this one, only down one now.
So Kunkel was in momentarily, had his shot blocked, checks right back out as Probst is back in there. So all five starters for both teams remaining on the floor at this time. Ball screen from Craig. South Dearborn switched it out front. Ben Hicks dribbles top of the key, reverse dribble, dumps it down low. Looking for Johnson on the baseline. He's forced out back behind the three-point line. A little discombobulation from Switzerland County on this offensive possession. Williams, nice spin dribble, rises up over the smaller Tiki and is fouled in the act of shooting.
First of the free throws for either team so far.
And good recognition there from Jacob Williams, 6'1", being guarded by 5'6". Brody Tiki was able to rise up for a jump shot over top of Brody, who just got him on the forearm. Jacob Williams, first free throw up and good, tie ball game. Williams coming into tonight, averaging close to 9 points per game, 63% free throw shooter. Second free throw, lane violation coming. Yep, as Eli Hoffman got going a little too quickly there, so that will negate a missed free throw from Jacob Williams. You could just see that coming in slow motion up here.
It probably caused the missed free throw, as is right in his line of sight.
Was correctly called, though, as Williams gets the second try at the second free throw and knocks it down. So Switzerland County takes their first lead of the night, 9-8, with under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Hoffman, top of the key. First is it right. Nice cut by Hoffman from the top of the key. Receives a pass from Tiki in the corner. And Eli Hoffman has 7 points. And
oh, wow.
Turnover trying to inbound the ball.
Yeah, I was just going to say a great feed by Tiki. Tiki sticks around on the inbounds and creates a turnover.
He is scrappy for sure. Got to know where he's at all times, passing lanes and when the ball gets put on the floor. He is always looking to take it away from the other team. Ryan Willoughby will inbound. Gets it in to Hoffman, back to Willoughby on the baseline. He'll dump it down low to Reese, working against
Craig. Nice.
Nice give and go as Ryan Willoughby fouled.
Not able to get the basket to go, but creates enough contact to get to the line.
South Dearborn team really does a nice job of sharing the ball, as that is going to be the first foul on Kanan Johnson, first team foul for Switzerland County. Willoughby, first free throw up and good, his first point of the night. His offensive game has really gone to the next level this year, averaging close to 10 points per game after being thought of just a defensive player a year ago. And Ryan knocks down both free throws in South Dearborn. Gets their lead back up to 3 points. Approaching a minute and a half to play in the first quarter. Reitzman working against Ryan Willoughby. Left-hand dribble. Picks it up. Finds Hicks in the corner, and he loses the ball right in front of the South Dearborn bench. So that is 8 first quarter turnovers for Switzerland County. And Coach Reitzman just shakes his head over there. A little baffled by his,
yeah, he's yelling, why? Don't pick the ball up out there.
Yeah. That has been a little bit of an issue with them creating their own turnovers by picking up their dribble. Again, with this ball pressure from South Dearborn, they're kind of forcing the issue a little bit. As
oh, nice move.
Willoughby, nice little head fake. Looked like he was going to shoot a three in the corner, and then he drives the baseline. Reese now has 5 points.
Even as he drove, a little hesitation move there to finish off the layup.
Ben Hicks, nice spin dribble working against Reese Willoughby and finds Cam Craig wide open underneath. Good answer from Switzerland County. Still trailing by 3 points, 14 to 11, as we're under a minute to play in the first quarter. Reese Willoughby left wing, back to Ryan, top of the key. Hoffman's going to come get it. South Dearborn to try to run this clock down and take the final shot of the first frame. Switzerland County still in that 3-2 zone. Being mindful of where Reese Willoughby's at in the middle of the zone. And a lot of standing out there, so everybody's getting a little bit of a rest here before the first quarter break. Now 14 seconds. Ryan Willoughby, ball screen top of the key, swings it right to Tiki, into the corner to Hoffman, finds the cutting. Reese Willoughby throws up a wild shot, no good. Cam Craig gets the rebound. Reitzman from half court, good if it goes, and he was fouled. Ryan Willoughby contested the half-court shot, and I believe Bryce Reitzman's going to earn 3 shots at the free throw line.
Wow. You never see that call.
Very rarely. And
wow.
Not a good foul to commit right before the end of the quarter. So
that's a correct call.
Yeah.
And he...
Reitzman goes up there. He's all by himself, knocks down the first free throw. He almost hit it. It was almost a 4-point play. Good awareness from the senior to be able to get the shot off. And how about Cam Craig getting the rebound and outletting to his senior point guard? Reitzman, one free throw away from going 3 for 3, and it rattles in and out. So he does knock down 2 of the 3 free throws, and South Dearborn will take a 14-13 lead into the second quarter. Back after this, it's high school basketball on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Ortho Cincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is truly the orthopedic authority. So as a mom, I trust them to take care of the work, sports, and everyday injury needs of my family. I can count on Ortho Cincy to provide expert care. Plus, Ortho Cincy is located in Lawrenceburg and throughout the tri-state, so appointments are easy to schedule. Ortho Cincy takes great care of my family. They'll take great care of yours too. Walk-ins are welcome, or make your appointment at orthocincy.com. That's orthocincy.com.
There's never been a better time to get started at Ivy Tech. With our Ivy Plus approach, the cost of tuition has been frozen and all required books will be free for the entire spring 2022 semester. Classes begin January 19th. Apply today at ivytech.edu.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Between South Dearborn and Switzerland County, the home Knights leading 14-13. Bryce Reitzman earned 3 free throws at the end of the quarter, being fouled on a half-court shot. A highly contested first quarter. South Dearborn will get the opening possession. Another thanks to Ivy Tech Community College for sponsoring our Rivertown Classic broadcast. Campus is conveniently located in Lawrenceburg and Batesville, ivytech.edu. Hoffman, ball screen top of the key, finds Tiki in the corner. Still got the starters out there for both teams, not diving into the bench thus far. And South Dearborn just kind of tossing the ball around the perimeter. Finally gets to Probst down low, kicks it back out to Willoughby in the corner. Willoughby immediately finds Probst right underneath the basket. And Kanan Johnson knocks it out of his hands and off his leg.
Yeah, great defense that time. Coming out to start the second quarter for Switzerland County.
Just the third turnover for South Dearborn as Probst is going to check out. Adam Kunkel will come in for South Dearborn. Won the Rivertown Classic last year, defeating Rising Sun in the championship game, 49-32. Switzerland County previously played in the championship game back in 2020 and 2019, losing both of those contests. They haven't won one since 2014, so this is a big, meaningful game, obviously for both teams, but Switzer really like to get back to that championship game. And we have a travel on Jacob Williams.
from my vantage point, looked like he was just his little jab step out there on the 3-point line, but
I mean, he
might have scooted the pivot, might have scooted a little bit.
The pivot foot
was on the far side, so
he had a better angle than us.
Yes, absolutely. Willoughby takes a ball screen, finds Tiki in the corner, nothing there. Now Willoughby dribbles top of the key, swings it right to Hoffman. Ball screen from Ryan Willoughby, rises up over a couple of Swiftland County defenders. I don't know if that ball touched anything. Rebound your own air ball, but nonetheless, Swiftland County comes up with the ball.
That's another rebound on the stat book, right?
Williams, nice spin move. Got a good look at it from about 4 feet away, and it bounced around the rim. Didn't fall. Reese Willoughby gets the rebound. Eli Hoffman will bring it across the timeline. South Dearborn clinging to that one-point lead here early in the second quarter. Eli Hoffman, top of the key. Dribbles to his right, picks it up, swings it left to Reese Willoughby. Wearing the sweet polka dot shoes. Love those. Reese, left wing, one dribble, rises up, shoots, and knocks it down. Good shot by Reese Willoughby. He's now got 7 points. He and Eli Hoffman lead all scorers with 7 each for South Dearborn. Hicks, quick dribble into the paint, misses. Craig got the offensive rebound, and Kunkel knocks it away. So 10 turnovers now for Swiftland County. Hoffman will bring it across the timeline. Coach Colston yells out his play. What do you think of this 3-2 zone so far for Swiftland County?
It's really slowed South Dearborn down, but they like that. They like the half-court, very patient offense.
And there's not a lot of ball pressure when you're in a zone like this as well, so they're able to kind of pass the ball around the arc freely as Tiki
receives
the ball just inside the short 17 and was fouled on that jump shot, so Brody's going to earn a trip to the free throw line. He only shot 2 free throws this year. More of an outside shooter, but a good shooter that Coach Colson probably like to see go to the free throw line a little bit more. That first foul on Bryce Reitzman, team second. Tiki's free throw is up and good. Brody's older brother, Toby, was an All-Rivertown selection a year ago. Brody splits the pair. And the rebound goes to Jacob Williams, who gave a little forearm shiver. Ben Hicks loves that spin move, likes the backboard as well as he scores in transition. 17-15, South Dearborn leading, 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. First round action from the Rivertown Classic. Boys games being pushed to tonight due to inclement weather yesterday, which means 4 basketball games tomorrow. As Hoffman gets a 3 from the right wing, and he knocks it down.
Eli Hoffman,
10 points here tonight.
The third three-pointer for South Dearborn.
And now is 26 points away from the 1,000 career point mark. Will he be able to get it here this weekend at the Rivertown Classic? Skip pass from Williams to Johnson, who backs down Tiki. Extra pass from Hicks to the corner. Open 3 for Williams, no good. Cam Craig with the offensive rebound. Fadeaway jumper off of 1 foot, and he nails it.
The offensive rebound created another opportunity.
The freshman phenom with 6 points now for Swiftland County as they hang in this game. Down only 3 points. Kunkel from the block to the top of the key to Willoughby. Ryan skips it left to Reese, and Reese knocks down a 3. His third 3 of the first half. Good offense there from South Dearborn. Bryce Reitzman, crossover dribble, finds Hicks on the wing, dumps it down to Craig, and had a hold down low.
Yeah, Craig calling for that ball frantically as he had Tiki guarding.
Yeah,
like, give me that ball.
And smartly yelling for it as well. Again, the size discrepancy there is 6'4 on 5'6. So
not sure how he ends up down there, but Craig definitely recognized it. Called for the ball.
So Brody's going to stay in the game with 2 fouls. Baseline out of bounds. Hicks finds Williams coming to the corner, guarded closely by Reese Willoughby. Hicks, dribble drive, skips it into the corner. Cam Craig's going to take a 3. And that was off a little to the right. There's a couple players try to chase it down. It goes out of bounds, last touch, South Dearborn.
Switzerland County retaining possession, down 6 points with 3:30 left in the second quarter. It'll be Kanan Johnson with it out front. Crossover dribble. Reese Willoughby cuts him off. Looking for Bryce Reitzman on the curl cut. Nearly got knocked down
by his own player.
And was able to gather it. Dribble drive. And we got a foul on the drive. See who that was on. And that's going to be on Brody Tiki. So he's got three. He's going to have to come out. Probst is going to check back in. Early foul trouble for South Dearborn. They don't go very deep anyways. About seven players. As Reitzman walks into a three, misses it. Johnson is able to keep it alive. Hicks comes up with it, gets the baseline. Nice little jump step, and Hicks puts it up and in, his seventh point of the night. South Dearborn 23, Switzerland County 19. Under three to play in the first half.
At least here in the first half, Switzerland County out-rebounding South Dearborn. Those offensive rebounds creating second-chance opportunities for the Pacers.
And that's really been a big reason why Switzerland County's been able to stay in this game. South Dearborn's played pretty efficiently on the offensive end. Willoughby with it on the wing, guarded by Hicks. Again, 3-2 zone for Switzerland County. They'll swing it around the perimeter. Shackelford, who just checked into the game. Ryan Willoughby asking Shackelford to cut. Reese Willoughby, deep three from the top of the key near the volleyball line. No good. Maybe a little of a heat check moment for Reese, who's already hit three threes here tonight. That ball out of bounds to Switzerland County. Approaching 2 minutes to play in the first half. Reitzman will bring it up. Guarded by Ryan Willoughby. Gets it left to Kanan Johnson. He's guarded by Probst. Good ball pressure there as Probst knocks the ball away. They nearly could have had a trap near midcourt on the sideline, and instead got another foul on the floor. That's going to go against Hudson Shackelford, and that is going to send Bryce Reitzman to the line for the 1-1 bonus. Reitzman, 4 points tonight, 63% free throw shooter. And knocks down front end. Reitzman with another chance. Get this game to a 2-point deficit. Second free throw up and good from Reitzman. 1:59 left in the second quarter. South Dearborn with a 2-point lead. Opening game of the Boys Rivertown Classic. We'll bring you Lawrenceburg and Rising Sun. Immediately following this game, Reese Willoughby in the middle of the zone, rises up over top of the Switzerland County defenders and puts in another two. 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them. You're listening to high school basketball on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
As COVID-19 continues to affect our area, Margaret Mary Health encourages you to help us slow the spread of this dangerous virus. Studies show unvaccinated adults have a 10 times greater risk of hospitalization than those who are vaccinated for COVID-19. Whether you're in need of your first dose or your booster dose, the shot is available for free at the Occupational Health and Wellness Center located in Batesville. To schedule an appointment, call 812-932-5105. That's 812-932-5105.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. Drive home with me every weekday on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
You're listening to the Rivertown Classic on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3. South Dearborn leading Switzerland County 25-21 with a minute 43 left in the first half. Switzerland County with the ball out of timeout. Last possession was another 2-point basket by Reese Willoughby. Having a really nice game here this evening. Ben Hicks, guarded closely by Shackelford, is looking for Jacob Williams. And Ryan Willoughby does a nice job of knocking that ball away.
Very close to another turnover.
All right. Out of bounds, though. Switzerland County will retain possession. We'll throw it into the backcourt to Reitzman. He'll dribble to the left to set up the offense. And Willoughby knocks the ball out of his hands. Again, we talked about the ball pressure from South Dearborn as one of the keys to the game.
Very active hands, specifically when you're talking about the Willoughbys. Brody Tiki, who's on the bench with three fouls, but these South Dearborn guards want to get after you and create turnovers. Reitzman holding it on the big SD logo at midcourt. Looking for Cam Craig at the high post, and Probst is able to stick his hand in there. Crossover dribble from Willoughby, finds Probst in transition, and Drew will put it up for his first two of the game.
Nice ball movement there after the turnover by the Knights.
6-point lead now for South Dearborn. Under a minute to play, Hicks crossover dribble. High throw, Reitzman is able to pull it down over in the corner, but Hoffman tips the pass down low to Craig, and another turnover. That's South Dearborn. Chance to increase their lead before heading into the locker room. Coach Golston barking out some orders.
It just didn't work out for him last time when they did this. And it ended up in three free throws.
Yeah, that's true.
For Switzerland County. See if they have a different...
Yeah, I think maybe they shot too quick at the end of the first quarter. Cam Craig was able to get the rebound outlet to Reitzman, who was fouled on a half-court heave. This time I think they will let the clock bleed down a little bit longer. Look for Hoffman or Willoughby to get the final shot as we're approaching 5 seconds to play. There's Reese Willoughby on the flare screen. Back to Hoffman, top of the key. Deep three. Rattles in and out. No good. But South Dearborn will take a 27-21 lead into the locker room. A good first half between these two teams battling for a spot in the Rivertown Classic Championship tomorrow night. We'll be back with the Whitewater Motor Company in Milan Halftime Show. You're listening to High School Basketball on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Hey, I'm Elizabeth Kirchgessner, a junior at East Central High School, and I am a Dearborn County Youth Ambassador. We are a student-driven volunteer program under Dearborn County CASA. We are always looking for new ambassadors to educate and set a positive example for our local youth. If you go to high school at Lawrenceburg, South Dearborn, or East Central and want to build your resume and help our youth thrive, you can find us on Insta and Spotify with hashtag IDareYou, or visit DearbornCountyCASA.com to become a youth ambassador for your school.
Hey, it's Jeremy from Eagle Country 99.3. Who are you working with? If you're not working and hanging out with me, I'm highly offended. Working with you, 10 until 2, right here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
A timely word with Pastor David Vaughn.
I heard about a woman, a mom, who was trying really hard to get dinner ready and was hitting the bottom of the ketchup bottle to come out, which sometimes happens when you got ketchup. During her struggle, the phone rang, and she asked her 4-year-old to answer it. "It's the minister, Mommy," the child said to her mother. Then the little girl told the pastor, "Mommy can't come to the phone right now. She's hitting the bottle again." Children can say the most amazing things, and I love children. We love children at Whitewater Crossing in our harbor town, teaching them about Jesus. They're so innocent and so truthful. Maybe that's why Jesus said to enter the kingdom, you have to become like a little child.
A timely word with Pastor David Vaughn, brought to you daily by Kramer's Beer House and Whitewater Crossing Church, providing help and hope on Route 128 in Cleves since 2007. Join us for a service sometime soon. Check us out, whitewatercrossing.org.
On those cold, dark mornings when Old Man Winter and Mother Nature bring their tag team smackdown, there's no feeling worse than when you turn the key and get nothing. Whitewater Motor Company in Milan knows you need a vehicle you can trust to fire up and get the kids to school, get you to work, and get everyone home safely. Anywhere, any weather, any season. The tradition continues at Whitewater Motor Company in Milan, the most trusted name in the car business. WhitewaterMotorCompany.com.
Boardway Fuels has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for 40 years. Their showroom displays a cool selection of gas logs and fireplaces. You can modernize your gas fireplace with a new screen, door, or enclosure. Their experienced technicians can keep your gas fireplace burning safely with service cleanings and repairs, too. Boardway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, heating oil, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find. Boardway.com.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now you can get a 26% tax credit with a geothermo heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermo systems tap the constant temperature temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, you'll save up to 70% on your energy bill, so the investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help your budget. Call Jeff at Gehring or at GehringInc.com.
Hi, I'm Adam with Sieg Surveying, your local experienced full-service land surveying company. Our team has served all of southeastern Indiana for 20 years with trusted, accurate, and personal service. Our crew specializes in land surveying, site design, dividing property, line staking, and more. Let our team take care of all the necessary communications with the local, state, and federal entities. If you are looking to line stake or divide your property on large wooded parcels, the wintertime is the best time. Call Sieg Surveying and visit SiegLandSurveying.com.
Hey, it's Jeremy working with you 10 until 2 right here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
This is the Whitewater Motor Company in Milan halftime show. Whitewater Motor Company, the most trusted name in the car business at halftime. South Dearborn 27, Switzerland County 21. Bill has pretty well played first half, minus the turnover situation for Switzerland County, but a heavily contested game so far.
Yeah, we talked about it in the pregame. It's kind of what we thought. We thought we'd see a lot of pressure from South Dearborn's defense. And Switzerland County, you know, they do have 12 turnovers. But for the most part, you know, they're able to get some offensive boards. And like you said in the first half, you know, that's kind of what's kept them in this ballgame.
Yeah, and turnovers was a big key to the game for that Switzerland County team. How about South Dearborn with their key to the game? How are they looking at halftime?
Yeah, we talked about they need to pressure the ball and create the offense off of the defense, and they've done just that. We saw a couple breakaways off of the turnovers and a couple easy buckets.
All right, let's take a check of our Ivy Tech Community College stats report, looking at our leading scorers tonight. I actually credited Reese Willoughby with one of Eli Hoffman's threes earlier in the first half, so I'm going to correct that right now. Reese has 12 points, not 15. The lead all scorers, Eli Hoffman with 10, Drew Probst, Ryan Willoughby, 2 each, and Brody Tiki with 1 point for South Dearborn. For Switzerland County, they are led by Ben Hicks with 7 points, Cam Craig and Bryce Reitzman, 6 each, and Jacob Williams with 2 points. A little add-on to the Ivy Tech Community College stats report.
You know, for the half, Switzerland County is shooting 42% for the game, 50% of that's from inside. They only have 1 3-pointer, 1 for 4 from there, 6 for 7 from the charity stripe. South Dearborn shooting an even 50%. For the half, 67% inside, 4 out of 11 for 36% from long range, and they are 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe.
All right, so there's your Ivy Tech Community College stats report. And, Ivy Tech, our presenting sponsor here at the Rivertown Classic, offering frozen tuition for the 2021-22 academic year, free textbooks, and same-rate tuition if you enroll in 12 or more credit hours per semester, graduate faster, and reduce the overall cost of your education, ivytech.edu. And you already got to the shot survey as well, so we'll just give a shout-out to our friends from Sieg Surveying, specializing in land surveying, construction layout, site design, and land consulting, SiegLandSurveying.com. We're going to step aside for another break. South Dearborn leading Switzerland County 27-21 at the half. And, don't forget, we got Lawrenceburg and Rising Sun coming up immediately following this game as well. And this is first round action of the boys tournament from the Rivertown Classic on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
A timely word with Pastor David Vaughn.
I heard about two men who couldn't wait for winter to arrive up north. They loved ice fishing. They had purchased a motorized ice auger, couldn't wait to try it out. They stepped out on the ice and began to drill a hole for the fishing. Suddenly, they heard a voice above them say, "There's no fish under that ice." They were startled, but started drilling again. Again, the voice repeated, "There's no fish under that ice." This time, the men looked up and said, "Is that you, God?" "No, but I own this ice skating rink, and there's no fish under this ice," said the rink owner. Be very careful where you drill. Be intentional about where you work and what you do, and it'll make a bigger difference. Sometimes you feel like you're drilling in the wrong place, but you can never go wrong with what God tells you to do and the way He tells you to do it.
A timely word with Pastor David Vaughn, brought to you daily by Kramer's Beer House and Whitewater Crossing Church, providing help and hope on Route 128 in Cleves since 2007. Join us for a service sometime soon. Check us out, whitewatercrossing.org.
Your family's hometown pharmacy, DeVille Pharmacy.
The cold and flu season are upon us. Are you prepared? At DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro and Rising Sun, we have a wide selection of remedies to help prevent colds and flus. Items such as zinc, echinacea, and vitamin C. Stop by DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro and Rising Sun so we can help you be ready for those last minute or late night treatments. At DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro and Rising Sun, your local good neighbor pharmacy.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
You're listening to the Rivertown Classic on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3. It is the Whitewater Motor Company in Milan halftime show. And joined now by Larksburg High School assistant coach Mooch Hamilton. We're going to see the Tigers in game two tonight taking on Rising Sun. Mooch, Tigers playing really well this season. You guys are coming off the Richmond tournament. Went 2-2 there. Played some really good teams. How is the feeling around the program after that holiday tournament?
We're feeling well. We played some good competition up there. Ran into a Northrop team out of Fort Wayne that's one of the best players in part of the state this year. Yeah, we hung close for three quarters, and we left there feeling pretty confident. We won the last game of the week, so came home, got back to work, and looking forward to a good tournament here at South Dearborn.
Yeah, and I know you guys were a little disappointed at the way you played last year here at the Rivertown Classic, running into South Dearborn in the first round. You draw Rising Sun tonight. On paper, it looks like the Tigers should be a favorite in that game. What have you guys been telling your kids about not overlooking Rising Sun in game two tonight?
You know, absolutely. Coach Snodgrass will have his kids ready to play. You know, on paper, like you said, you know, we should win, but you never know. You know, they're 16, 17-year-old kids who knows what's going on in their life. So, you know, we've had good preparation. Coach Cutter's got the guys ready, and it's basketball time, and, you know, we're getting down to the end of the season here, so it's exciting.
And as a fan, what did you think of that first quarter between South Dearborn and Switzerland County?
I'm not surprised, really. You know, Switzerland County is pretty well. South Dearborn's got a good squad this year, so hopefully it'll be a good half, and hopefully we're playing for the championship tomorrow night against these guys.
All right, well, good luck to you tonight. We'll be here to call that game for everybody. Lawrenceburg and Rising Sun coming up. Thanks, Mooch.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, we'll hand that headset back off to Bill Smith as we're getting set for second half action. South Dearborn leading Switzerland County 27-21. Big first half for Reese Willoughby with 12 points, Eli Hoffman with 10. As for Switzerland County, Hicks seemed to be the guy that was kind of leading the charge for Switzerland County. What can they do to get their star Cam Craig a little bit more involved here in the second half?
You know, you can tell they made an effort to get him the ball early on, and South Dearborn doing a great job preventing that from happening. So I think they just got to stick to the game plan and try to feed him down low.
Oh, yeah, Seam as a ball handler out of the break, bringing it up for Switzerland County. We'll get it to Bryce Reitzman, who's guarded closely by Tiki, who's got to be careful with those three fouls. So Reitzman was smart to try to take him to the basket. Skip pass to Williams. Excuse me, that's Johnson, who rises up lefty. No good. Ryan Willoughby with the rebound. Eli Hoffman will jog it up for South Dearborn. Hands it off to Tiki.
Great help side defense that last time there by the Knights.
Skipped it cross court to Ryan Willoughby. Found Eli Hoffman on the baseline, who dumped it down to Reese, and he had the ball knocked away when he rose up for the deuce underneath. He regathered but was able to miss the shot. Switzerland County gets it into the front court and then has the ball knocked out of bounds. We're going to see Cole Riley for the first time tonight as Kanan Johnson checks out of the game. Ben Hicks will take it out in front of the Lawrenceburg faithful. Ready to see their Tigers in game two tonight. Appreciate Mooch Hamilton stopping by. Talk a little bit about that game coming up. Ben Hicks, mid-range jumper, no good. Little contact there, no call. Switzerland County, another empty possession there. South Dearborn advances into the front court. Ryan Willoughby ropes, screens that bottom guy in the zone as they were looking for Hoffman in the corner. It's like more of a 2-3 zone now. Switzerland County just trying to switch things up and keep South Dearborn off balance. And Ryan Willoughby is going to go to the free throw line after being fouled on that cut to the basket.
Switzerland County foul, 33, Cam
Craig. Which would have been a good one to ask to prepare the atmosphere. He didn't play in the Rivertown, but he would have played in the old sectional.
Yeah.
You know, now coached in the Rivertown and compare the atmosphere from the two.
Well, I can tell you, back in Mooch's playing days, I think gyms were largely a little bit more full. That's not to call anybody out or anything. It's just a different day and age. But
Friday, Saturday night, that's what
people did back then, as Willoughby knocks down both free throws. But I do think we still get a great atmosphere here nowadays as well. Great when the band's in here to add a little extra pep. Obviously, the student sections bring a lot of energy, as well as the South Dearborn student section is loud and proud right now. Ben Hicks, crossover dribble drives, find Riley in the corner. Extra pass to Reitzman, who knocks down a three. That's a big shot, much needed, as the lead was starting to swell for South Dearborn. They still lead it by 5, 29-24, approaching 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Ryan Willoughby dribbles left, reverse dribble, finds Hoffman on the wing, back to Ryan Willoughby, top of the key, screen by Kunkel, Reese dumps it on the baseline to Probst, up top of the key to Ryan Willoughby, open three, and he knocks it down.
Ryan Willoughby with the answer.
Only his second made three of the year, was 1 for 11 coming into tonight. But showing he's capable of knocking it down from downtown, 8-point lead now for South Dearborn. Hicks gets around Probst, gets to the rim, no good. Rebound to Reese Willoughby, who was looking for Kunkel on the wing, but got going a little bit too fast and turned the ball over.
Yeah, he thought Kunkel was going to sit there on the wing. Kunkel was cutting to the basket instead.
Looked like they had numbers 3-on-2, but Switzerland County defenders did a good job. They dribble baseline by Reitzman. A lot of contact. No call one way or another. Hoffman comes up with it. Finds Ryan Willoughby in transition. Hoffman drives the baseline. Cut off and knocked out of bounds. Jacob Williams.
A nice double team there by Switzerland County. See Hoffman cutting to the basket. Cut him off at the baseline.
They've done a nice job rotating. When South Dearborn has drove that baseline. And that's just an easy rhythm three for Hoffman. As he was in the corner, he got a pass from the opposite block, pretty much from the baseline out of bounds. And Eli knocks it down, makes Switzerland County pay for falling asleep on the defensive end. And South Dearborn leads by 11 now. Reese Willoughby called for a foul as he and Cam Craig were jostling for position at the short 17.
With Hoffman up to 13.
13 points for Eli Hoffman. As mentioned, and we'll continue to mention it throughout the weekend, we are on points watch for Eli as he inches closer and closer to that 1,000 career point mark. Not easy to get to. You got to play a lot of varsity basketball, and you got to be consistent on a nightly basis. And he has been, certainly, for the last two seasons and the first half of this season. Reitzman, top of the key to Hicks. Probst almost picked that off as if he was playing football. Hicks, nice pass to Craig down low, and he puts it up and in.
First two-point basket of the second half for Switzerland County.
Hey, what, Switzerland County does anything good on offense, it's usually coming from Hicks, either scoring or being a creator.
Or a broken play like that.
Yeah.
We saw that in the first half.
And offensive rebounds.
Yep.
3-2 zone again for Switzerland County. South Dearborn just trying to get themselves situated. Eli Hoffman near midcourt. We'll set up this offensive possession as we near 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Reitzman comes out and tries to force the ball out of Hoffman's hands. South Dearborn doesn't look like they're super interested in going towards the basket, but that's kind of their offense, is they want to lull you to sleep a little bit and then get going at you.
Make the defense work a little bit.
Willoughby finds Hoffman in the middle of the zone. He rises up over Craig, who is able to block the shot. Nice job by the freshman. Reitzman will bring it into the front court. Dribbles it to the left wing. Craig, fadeaway jumper on the baseline. Might have rushed that one. Probst was there.
Forced a little bit, it seemed like.
South Dearborn with the ball. Careless turnover from Ryan Willoughby. Craig, going right at him, will rise up. Nice little sidestep as Cam Craig scores his 10th point of the night. Really impressive-looking kid, just a freshman. Ryan Willoughby gets going too fast again, turned it over two possessions in a row. Craig comes up with it. Switzerland County with the ball. That's Williams. Spin dribble. has it knocked away by Hoffman. Ryan Willoughby comes up with it, and after two consecutive turnovers, South Dearborn's going to slow their roll.
Yeah, the first turnover of the second half for the Pacers.
Looks like Switzerland County wants to trap a little bit out of this 3-2. As Wright's been all over the place. Kunkel drops it down low to Probst, who rises up over Craig. And the rebound goes to Cole Riley. And Cole really wasn't sure what to do with it and threw it away.
Reese Willoughby returns.
Kunkel's going to check out. Reese Willoughby back in. That's a play you just shake your head on if you're a coach. You get the stop on defense, and then you immediately throw the ball away trying to outlet to a guard. Can't have that when you're trying to come back 7 points down. Willoughby right inside the free throw line. Misses that shot. Good look at it for Reese. Hicks will bring it across the timeline. Hesitation dribble. Pump fake. Skips it cross court to Reitzman. He's short on that shot. Cam Craig looked like he was going to haul in an offensive rebound, but the Knights with active hands able to knock that ball away. Cam Craig was knocked down. As there was a little traffic in the middle of the court on that transition offense from South Dearborn. Ball goes out of bounds. Knights will retain possession. 35-28, 2:07 to play in the third quarter. First round action from the Rivertown Classic. Thanks again to Ivy Tech Community College for sponsoring our Rivertown broadcast. Learn more about enrolling in classes at ivytech.edu. Another turnover from South Dearborn. Hicks with it. Spin dribble finds Reitzman. Riley in transition, top of the key. Short on that shot. And Drew Probst gets the rebound and then is fouled. 70 feet away from the basket by Cam Craig. That's his second. Only the third foul overall this quarter. Third quarter's kind of gone by in the blink of an eye. Shackelford's going to check back in for Probst. South Dearborn holding on to a 7-point lead. Eli Hoffman calmly brings it across the timeline. Tiki dumps it down to Willoughby on the baseline, who skipped it to Hudson Shackelford in the corner. Shackelford's going to get an open three. Nearly got the bounce. No good. Rebound goes to Switzerland County as Hicks tries to advance the ball quickly. He is really loving that spin move tonight. Misses the little baby hook, and Reese Willoughby gets the rebound and will hand it off to his good pal Eli Hoffman.
Shooting for both teams has been kind of ugly here in the second half. South Dearborn yet to make a 2-point basket.
They're really trying to keep the ball away from Eli Hoffman, but they lost him there. Open three, top of the key, off the front end, and a ball knocked out of bounds. South Dearborn will retain possession. Switzerland County putting a lot of effort on the defensive end. Reitzman looks really tired right now as he's running around trying to trap the ball, and a full timeout from Dad Travis Reitzman. And we will take a timeout with them. South Dearborn 35, Switzerland County 28, a minute to go in the third quarter. You're listening to the Rivertown Classic on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
It's about heart. It's what makes that precious or semi-precious stone sparkle brilliantly. It's what makes that gold, rose gold, platinum, or laser-cut sterling silver gleam even more. It's what makes that Seiko watch timeless. That secret ingredient is no secret to Infinity Jewelers on Walnut Street in the heart of downtown Lawrenceburg. Whether it's an engagement, anniversary, or a surprise gift, a truly local jeweler with in-house finance options, payment plans, and even gifts under $100. Make infinite memories with Infinity Jewelers in the heart of downtown Lawrenceburg.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. Drive home with me every weekday on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
All right, you're listening to the Rivertown Classic here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3. South Dearborn leading Switzerland County 35-28 with a minute to go here in the third quarter. Going to see Reed Thornton checking in for South Dearborn. Is that correct, Bill?
That is correct.
Had a little miscommunication,
yeah,
I guess, with a number.
Yeah.
He's shown as 32, and then he's wearing 12, so we got it covered here. Reed Thornton into the game. So Coach Colson go a little bit deeper into his bench as Brian Willoughby had trouble getting it in. Hicks tried to go for the steal and bumped into Eli Hoffman. So that'll be Hicks' first foul. Team third. Baseline out of bounds for South Dearborn. Ryan Willoughby looking for Hoffman coming to the corner. Nice drive of the baseline. Puts it up and in off the backboard, rising up over Jacob Williams.
First two-point basket for the Knights here in the second half.
15 points for Eli as South Dearborn has a 9-point lead. Reitzman got a back screen coming from the top of the key. Was fouled heading towards the basket. It's on the floor. It's going to be on Reese Willoughby. So that's his third. He's got to be careful. It looks like he's going to come out for Adam Kunkel. Or check that. Reed Thornton's going to come out. So Reese got to play smart with those three fouls. Hicks will take it out. They get it into Craig. Working against Hoffman. They don't let him drive. Triple team. And Hoffman takes the ball away. And he's one-on-one, rises up, no good. Craig gets the rebound, outlet to Reitzman, who skips it across court to Hicks. He'll pull up for two in transition. No good, Reese Willoughby with the rebound. Hoffman gets it across the timeline.
I'll try this again.
Yep. One final shot of the quarter for South Dearborn. Ball screen, top of the key, Willoughby with it. He's going to take a deep three as Craig gave him room, and Reese knocks it down. Bryce Reitzman's going to try again for three at the buzzer, and off the back iron, no good. So Reese Willoughby coming up with a big three, and South Dearborn will take a 12-point lead into the final frame. Rivertown Classic on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
And folks, it's just that simple. Cars and trucks, cheaper in Milan at the Tom Tepe Auto Center.
Proudly broadcasting from the Tom Tepe Auto Center studios. Thank you for listening to WSCH, Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Greendale, Harrison, Hebron, and Hidden Valley. Your hometown radio station for 50 years. Eagle Country 99.3.
I like the transferability, the affordability, and the accessibility of the campus. The affordability of Ivy Tech makes it to where I won't have any debt getting my degree, so that's helpful for me paying for my own classes. I'm Claire, and I'm with Ivy. Learn more at ivytech.edu/Lawrenceburg.
Hey, it's Jeremy from Eagle Country 99.3. Who are you working with? If you're not working and hanging out with me, I'm highly offended. Working with you, 10 until 2, right here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
South Dearborn, 8 minutes away from punching their ticket to their second straight Rivertown Classic Championship. Of course, they were the winners of this event last year for the first time since 2013, winning it in Coach Colston's first year with the program. Year two going well for Coach Colston tonight, 7-2, entering tonight's contest and coming off the heels of a Morristown Tournament Championship. South Dearborn gets the opening possession here in the fourth quarter, and they find Ryan Willoughby on a block-to-block screen, and he was unable to finish an easy bunny, got his own offensive rebound and was fouled, so he'll go to the free throw line.
See that so many times, high school basketball, the offensive rebound, the defender, a little frustration, ends up committing the foul.
And Brian misses the first of two free throws. And again, you're kind of taught no easy baskets as well. So
the guy's got a ball. Definitely a bad foul, yeah.
Yeah, so instead of South Dearborn getting 2 points, they only get one. Willoughby splitting the free throws, but still a substantial lead on the scoreboard for South Dearborn.
Plenty of time for the Pacers.
I mean, we saw South Dearborn come back from 15 down against Covenant Christian, so it's possible to come back from a double-digit deficit in the fourth quarter, but Switzerland County's really got to start taking care of the ball and get some of their star players more involved in the offense. It's Cam Craig, double-teamed, steps through two defenders and puts it in off the backboard and was fouled in the process.
Fouled on the floor.
Yeah, he might have got away from with the travel, as you might have heard from behind us. And they got a pretty good gripe over here.
A lot of extra steps, I thought, there.
That's going to go against Probst, his second, team's third, as Craig goes to the line and knocks down the free throw, completing the three-point play. He's got 13 points on the night to lead at Switzerland County. They trail by 10. A little under 7.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Tiki with it. Hounded by Reitzman. Hicks trying to deny the ball. So they're just trying to keep it out of Eli Hoffman's hands. Ryan Willoughby gets to the rack and just missed it. Tough shot as he was kind of off balance, but he hustles back on defense and is able to steal the ball. He does play a nice free safety for a South Dearborn football team. And
that was kind of a little surprise.
Yeah, another interception for him this season. Ryan Willoughby with it, looking for Reese coming top of the key. He'll sling it right to Brody Tiki. Back to Reese at the top of the key. Hold the ball out towards the volleyball line. Willoughby gets it. Steps through. Nicely done by Eli Hoffman.
Eli Hoffman with the leader.
As he scores again. And we have a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Timeouts are presented by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Same-day appointments, on-site X-ray and MRI in Lawrenceburg, Batesville, Green Township. BeaconOrtho.com. Stay tuned. We'll have a post-game show where we will name our star of the game, presented by Gary Trable, your local sales expert at Erlinger Chevrolet in West Harrison. We'll also name a player who fueled their team, presented by Wardway Fuels, your local propane and home heating oil provider with fast delivery to your business or home, Wardway.com. And another huge thank you to our friends at Ivy Tech Community College for sponsoring our Rivertown Classic broadcast, offering degrees and short-term certificates in fields where workers are most needed. Register for classes now at ivytech.edu. Classes do start on January 19th. We'll reset here. South Dearborn, 12-point lead, 43-31 with 6:31 left in the fourth quarter. And for Switzerland County, can't turn the ball over, got to take good shots. And probably need to get Cam Craig a little bit more involved as he's starting to heat up a little bit here in the fourth quarter.
Got to get going. I think, you know, there's plenty of time, but time's starting to run out for the Pacers.
And Craig's got a mismatch with Tiki on him. He's going to rise up and shoot a three over top of Brody. And that shot was just a little offline to the right. And Switzerland County struggling from beyond the arc. South Dearborn has done an excellent job of taking care of the ball tonight and spoke a little too soon as Probst turns it over. Nice hands from Jacob Williams. Reitzman will advance it into the front court, dribbles to his left. They like to start the offense from over there, get him into a ball screen situation.
Another turnover.
Yep. Got it poked away. Craig picked it up in the corner, but his foot was on the sideline.
Active hands for the defenders of the night.
Austin Bosall is going to check in for the first time tonight. Bryce Reitzman comes to the sideline. His dad and Coach Travis says, "What are you doing?" Sure, they've had a few conversations like that over the past couple of seasons. Travis in his second year at Switzerland County.
It happened.
He was very successful at South Ripley, and they got some youngsters on this team, some freshmen and sophomores that are starting. Look out for this Switzerland County team in the coming years.
Oh, high pass.
South Dearborn just continues to play efficient on offense as Willoughby goes on that block-to-block screen again, and Ryan able to put in an easy two.
A nice feed by Tiki.
X has got a great crossover dribble as he drives and finds Williams in the corner. He's double-teamed. A bunch of guys go to the floor fighting for the ball. It's a tie-up. It's going to remain with Switzerland County.
Ball with Switzerland County.
45-31, South Dearborn with the lead. 5:10 to play in the first quarter. Lawrenceburg and Rising Sun coming up after this game. Hoffman's going to come out for a breather. Probst back into the game. Much deserved for Eli, who I believe has played every minute of the game up until that point. Cam Craig dribbling with it on the wing. Finds Williams in the corner. He'll drive. Cut off by Shackelford. Was looking for Kanan Johnson down low, but that pass was picked off. Reese Willoughby, hesitation, dribble, nothing there. Kicks it out to Shackelford. He'll dribble it back towards top of the key. Swing it right to Probst. Tiki coming to top of the key, nothing there. And Probst is tied up by Craig. It'll stay here with South Dearborn. As Reitzman checking back in for Switzerland County. Hoffman back in for South Dearborn.
4:44 left to play in this first game of the Boys Rivertown Classic. We'll bring you four games tomorrow on your hometown radio station. Girls consolation game starts at 2, be followed by the boys consolation game, girls championship game, Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County, right at 6 o'clock, followed by the boys championship game. Chuck Thomas will be with me for the first two games. Bill, you'll be right back out here for the two championship games tomorrow night. As we got a foul on the floor on the baseline drive from Ryan Willoughby.
A little contact there by the Pacer.
Fouls on number 32, Jacob Williams.
Oh, he's a third team foul for South Deer Warner. Oh, there he is again.
Oh, Reese Willoughby misses a bunny on the baseline out of bounds play. Switzerland County with the rebound. And now we got a foul underneath as there was a hold. Let's see if that was Hoffman. No, Shackelford going to be called for his second, team's fourth. Haven't been a whole lot of fouls in this game, all things considered. Craig coming towards the corner. Drive, spin, nothing there. Skips it to Hicks, who traveled with it. Yep, good call. So that has been the story tonight for Switzerland County. Turnovers. Good call there, Bill, on the key to the game.
Yeah, and creating those turnovers. South Deer Warner's very active hands. And, you know, all these turnovers for Switz haven't been in their own doing. This pressure on the Knights defense has been very good.
Eli Hoffman, such a smart and savvy player out there. Great ball handler. Always looks cool, calm, and collected out there. I think that helps overall with your team dynamic when you're star player has that type of demeanor, it rubs off on everybody else.
You see it every year in the NCAA tournament. Which teams go further? The teams with really good guards.
Yep. And the teams that don't turn it over. And we sound like
because
a broken
guard. Right.
Yeah, we sound like a broken record saying the key of the game is turnovers, turnovers, turnovers.
But it really is.
And it's especially at the high school level where you're only going to get an X amount of possessions offensively with no shot clock and things like that. So you got to take care of the ball, and South Dearborn does that really well as Eli Hoffman scores another point there on that free throw attempt. Now up to 16 points tonight. And make it 17. As he's eclipsed his average of 16.5 points per game. And Eli would like nothing more than to help his team win this tournament for a second consecutive year. And if he just so happens to take home the MVP trophy a second time in a row, I'm sure he won't say no to it.
Right. And to win the tournament, he would definitely probably be over that 1,000-point mark.
I would think so. And he's inching closer and closer to it with the 17 points tonight. As we got a foul on the floor. That's on Shackelford again. He's got three. Team's fifth. Lakeland County trailing by 16 points with under four to play. Reisman driving kick into the corner. Shackelford is there on the good closeout. Williams rises up on the baseline. No good. Eli Hoffman gets the rebound. Shackelford receives the pass from Hoffman on the wing. Now to Kunkel. Swings it left to Reese Willoughby. Kunkel comes top of the key. Passes back to his left to Ryan Willoughby. What a pass to Shackelford! Underneath the basket, and Hudson rises up and scores his first two of the night. Great court vision from Ryan Willoughby. South Dearborn firing on all cylinders as Reitzman gets bailed out a little bit on the drive to the basket and was fouled in the act of shooting.
A little out of control, but he's able to get some contact by Kunkel, and he'll go to the line to shoot a couple.
Reitzman's had a nice ball game tonight with 9 points.
Two shots coming up for Frank Reitzman.
And make it 10 on the made free throw. He's spent some quality time at the charity stripe tonight. He's knocked down 5 free throws so far. Misses that one, however, but gets his own offensive rebound. Drives baseline, rises up, and that is blocked out of bounds, I believe.
And Ryan Willoughby got a piece of that one.
Swatted that off the wall.
Hicks just gets it into Williams, who got a nice look at three from the top of the key. Eli Hoffman with another rebound. Ryan Willoughby will bring it across the timeline. Shackelford with it now. Kunkel, right wing. Guarded by Bosaw. Finds Hoffman coming top of the key. Reverses the ball around now. Shackelford with it. Looking for Willoughby on the curl cut. Reese, pump fake. Rises up over Cam Craig and draws a foul. Reese Willoughby will go to the line.
Yeah, Reese does a nice job with the head fake there. Gets Craig off his feet. Creates the contact.
Reese had a nice ball game here tonight as well with 17 points to tie Eli Hoffman for the overall scoring lead. Reese will tack on another point at the free throw line. Second free throw coming. South Dearborn inching closer to a 20-point lead on the scoreboard as Willoughby knocks down both free throws. Shackelford's going to come out of the game. He's done a nice job defensively, scored a basket. Just a possession ago. Reed Thornton back into the game. Approaching 2 minutes to play, riding on the wall here. South Dearborn well on their way to the championship game tomorrow night. Got a foul on the floor. Kunkel with the hold. That's going to be 1-1 for Jacob Williams. Going to be an interesting day tomorrow with the four games here from the Rivertown. You would presume whoever's playing in the championship on the boys' side, and even the consolation games, you're going to have to get up and do a little bit of a walkthrough. So it'll be interesting the logistics of that for all these teams. As Williams knocks down front end of the 1-1. Ropes is going to check back in. He'll get Ryan Willoughby. He's had a really nice game here tonight.
I thought there was a call for that hold last 3 or 4 possessions.
I love this. Coach Golston's over here still coaching up his guys, even though they got a big lead on the scoreboard.
Yeah, they got bigger goals. They got the fight set on the championship game tomorrow night.
What a crossover dribble by Hoffman. Maybe tried to do a little bit too much and ended up having it go off his leg out of bounds. But yeah, they have some lofty goals here overall at South Dearborn. Certainly want to win another holiday tournament, as we call it. They got some work to do in the EIAC, as they've already suffered a loss to Connersville, who's a prohibitive favorite to win the conference this year, highly ranked in 3A. Cam Craig gets an open three in the corner. No good. Bosaw. Offensive rebound on the backside. South Dearborn, I think their ultimate goal is to go on and win the sectional this year, as it will be for all teams in the state of Indiana, but Bosaw missed that three. Their offensive rebound, Williams finds Cam Craig down low. He's fouled. Count the basket. Craig will go to the line for the three-point play. Really looking forward to the 3A sectional that we'll cover a little bit later on this year, featuring all the EIAC teams minus East Central. Connersville won it last year. Greensburg's always a player. Lawrenceburg, nice team this year. South Dearborn off to a really good start. I think those are probably your four best teams in that sectional. As Craig completes the three-point play. Franklin County's really coming on as well, so can't count them out.
Yeah, we saw them earlier. This season it was a good game with Larchburg.
Yeah, they have been hot as of late. And speaking of the 1,000 point club, Chad Cox recently eclipsing that mark. So legal screen there. Shackelford's got four. He's going to come out. Ryan Willoughby. Every time I think one of these nights with foul trouble's coming out. Coach Golston pulls the rug out from under me. Tiki out of the game. Well, I just assume four fouls, he's going to take him out, but there's only a minute and a half left in the game, so why not Shackelford to stay out there. 51-37, South Dearborn with the lead. Ben Hicks dribbles top of the key. Watch that spin dribble. There it is. Rises up and got the friendly roll. Hicks has played well tonight. 9 points. And a primary creator for this Pacers offense.
Do you start fouling to extend this game a little bit, even though down double digits?
I mean, Switzerland County stuck around. It was, what, 18 at one point? 18-point deficit? Down to 12?
I think as long as you foul someone other than Eli Hoffman or Reese Willoughby, you're already in the bonus, but now you're under,
like
a minute to play.
Playing hard, trying to get a turnover.
South Dearborn's going to be very content to just run out the rest of the clock.
I don't blame them.
And as the South Dearborn student section, Chance, I believe we will win, and I believe they are correct with the double-digit lead. As Willoughby rises up on the baseline, no good. Cam Craig gets the rebound, and then Ryan Willoughby pokes it away from him. And Reese stepped on the baseline.
I think we're going to foul. Contact after the steal.
Oh, yeah. They got Cam Craig.
Cam Craig, that's his physical foul.
And he is fouled out. That's 16 points for Switzerland County's freshman. Cole Riley was getting ready to check in. He was a little too quick there. He said, I'm sorry. Very polite, young man. As he can now check in for the fouled out Cam Craig. We'll be seeing and hearing a lot more from that youngster over the next 3.5 seasons. Yeah, Reese Willoughby at the free throw line, 1-1 opportunity. And he misses it. Williams comes up with the rebound. Reitzman advances into the front court. Ben Hicks, dribble drive. Has it knocked away. And that's going to be Thornton coming up with the steal. And that's going to do it as Ryan Willoughby will dribble out the clock. South Dearborn is going to win it 51-39 to advance back to the Rivertown Classic Championship, where they will defend their title from last year tomorrow night. Will they face Rising Sun or Lawrenceburg? We're going to find out coming up momentarily. We'll be back with the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan postgame show. You're listening to the Rivertown Classic on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. David Argo with Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. As the medical director for Lawrenceburg, East Central, and South Dearborn High Schools, I have the privilege to take care of some of the region's greatest athletes and their families. Beacon and I have been serving you for over 15 years. We are your hometown source for orthopedic care. Whether it's shoulder, knee, hand, spine, or any joint or bone or muscle injury, we are your go-to place for orthopedic care. If you need us, schedule an appointment online at beaconortho.com or give us a call.
Hi, this is Kayla with Stacy Heating and Air Solutions. How can I help you?
Wait, am I on the phone? I thought this was a radio commercial.
This is a radio commercial, but when you call Stacy Heating and Air Solutions, not only will I answer the phone, I'll also guide you through all of your TempStar HVAC needs from start to finish. Whether it's a new TempStar unit or a simple repair, when you call Stacy Heating and Air Solutions, expect outstanding service with TempStar quality you can feel.
513-367-HEAT. That's 367-HEAT or at 367HEAT.com.
OrthoSensei is the orthopedic authority for the work, sports, and everyday injury needs of my family. Whether a serious soccer injury or a chronic bad back, OrthoSensei Orthopedics and Sports Medicine will provide expert care. Plus, OrthoSensei is located in Lawrenceburg and throughout the tri-state, so appointments are easy to schedule. OrthoSensei takes great care of my family. They'll take great care of yours, too. Walk-ins are welcome, or make your appointment at OrthoSensei.com. That's OrthoSensei.com.
Hey, I'm Elizabeth Kirch Gessner, a junior at East Central High School, and I am a Dearborn County Youth Ambassador. We are a student-driven volunteer program under Dearborn County CASA. We are always looking for new ambassadors to educate and set a positive example for our local youth. If you go to high school at Lawrenceburg, South Dearborn, or East Central and want to build your resume and help our youth thrive, you can find us on Insta and Spotify with hashtag IDareYou, or visit DearbornCountyCASA.com to become a youth ambassador for your school.
Wardway Fuels has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for 40 years. They are your
your heating oil and propane specialist, providing safe and dependable service for your home, farm, and business. They make it easy with auto delivery and budget billing. Their experienced team is here, ready to assist you with your heating oil and propane needs. Experts on grills, pools, gas, fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find, wardway.com.
Most of us would agree this past year has been a stressful and uncertain time for everyone. Starting February 10th, join Margaret Mary Help for Stop Stress This Minute, a program designed to teach participants how to lower their stress level and manage stress in a healthy way. This three-part series costs just $15 and will be held at Margaret Mary's main campus. Registration is required by calling 812-933-5583. 812-933-5583.
On those cold, dark mornings when Old Man Winter and Mother Nature bring their tag team smackdown, there's no feeling worse than when you turn the key and get nothing. Whitewater Motor Company in Milan knows you need a vehicle you can trust to fire up and get the kids to school, get you to work, and get everyone home safely. Anywhere, any weather, any season. The tradition continues at Whitewater Motor Company in Milan, the most trusted name in the car business. WhitewaterMotorCompany.com.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
This is the Whitewater Motor Company and Milan post-game show. Whitewater Motor Company, the most trusted name in the car business. South Dearborn advancing to the Boys Rivertown Classic Championship game with a 51-39 win over Switzerland County, behind double-digit performances from Reese and Ryan Willoughby and Eli Hoffman. Just a really well-played game for South Dearborn across the board, Bill.
Across the board, but we talked about it in the pregame. You know, early on, this was a very close ball game, and the defensive pressure of the Knights just a little bit too much for the Pacers.
And that was one of the big keys to the game was, South Dearborn continuing to create those turnovers and score off those turnovers. But conversely, Switzerland County really needed to take care of the ball to stay in this game. And I had them for 21 turnovers. I'm sure you were probably pretty close there. And that was kind of the telling part of this game.
Yeah, in the first half, they were able to counteract some of those turnovers with the offensive rebounds and was able to get the second chance opportunities. But those second chance opportunities weren't there in the second half.
All right, time to take a check of our Ivy Tech Community College stats report. Our leading scorers tonight, Reese Willoughby leading all scorers with 19 points for South Dearborn. Eli Hoffman with 17. Ryan Willoughby with 10. Drew Probst, Hudson Shackelford with 2 each, and Brody Tiki with 1 to round out the scoring for the Knights. For Switzerland County, they were led by freshman Cam Craig with 16. Bryce Reitzman with 10. Ben Hicks with 9. And Jacob Williams with 4. A little add-on to the Ivy Tech Community College stats report.
Yeah, Switzerland County shooting 35% for the game. 43% of that was inside. They only hit 2 3-pointers all game long, 2 for 11. South Dearborn shot 49% for the game. 52% of that was inside. They hit 7 3-pointers, 7 out of 16 for 44%.
All right, the Ivy Tech Community College stats report. Campus is conveniently located in Lawrenceburg and Batesville, ivytech.edu. Also heard the shot survey there as well. A service of Seek Surveying, specializing in land surveying, construction layout, site design, and land consulting. SeekLandSurveying.com. So now the tough part comes in. We haven't actually discussed this off the air. We got to name a star of the game, and there was plenty to like from the South Dearborn side. Obviously, Reese Willoughby had a big night scoring the ball. Eli Hoffman did a little bit of everything. I thought Ryan Willoughby played a really excellent game as well. So between those three, who do you like for our star of the game?
Well, I think take out the scoring, I'm going to go with Hoffman just because of the how he handles the ball. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a lot of pressure, the half court trap put on by Switzerland County, and he's just really tough with the ball. And a very good point guard for the South Dearborn team.
Yeah, a lot of rebounds, created some turnovers as well. Obviously finding his teammates offensively with some assists. So Eli Hoffman filling up the score sheet tonight, and he is our star of the game, presented by Gary Trable, your local sales expert at Herlinger Chevrolet in West Harrison. You can be the star of your game in a new car, truck, or SUV with warranty forever from Gary Trable at Herlinger Chevrolet. And as far as a player who fueled their team, Cam Craig was the leading scorer for Switzerland County, but Ben Hicks was a player that stood out to me for Switzerland County. Had a really nice first half with 7 points, but was able to create for his teammates and played a nice game tonight. So Ben Hicks, the player who fueled their team, presented by Wardway Fuels, your local propane and home heating oil provider with fast delivery to your business or home. Visit Wardway.com.